of the initiation time, it is important that something of value is spoken by the gurus, and I know that the disciples are very nervous at this moment. I have also been initiated and I know the situation of mind. It is natural and good. So, but it's good if you listen to it when you're peaceful again, not, yes. So let us start again. Is the audio clear for everyone? Possible, clear. The sacred initiations which are performed today by Bhujan Prabhu and his humble servant are first initiations into the chanting of the holy name. Now we all have chanted before. Those who are initiated today have chanted and do chant. But during the initiation ceremony, something wonderful is created. But only if the disciple cooperates with this wonderful event and stays connected with this. What is created during the initiation is a formal acceptance by our sampradaya. The bond is made through Diksha to, as far as we are concerned, the servants of Srila Prabhupada, to our exalted spiritual master and the line which is behind him, and extra support is gathered. What is important in the process of chanting the holy name are three things which you have heard multiple times and forgotten most of the time. It is sambandha. You understand that you are related to Krishna, and it is important to you, so important that you avoid all the other all the unnecessary offenses, which the offenses which are born out of identification with that which is wrong, the wrong type of sambandha, the maya sambandha. Offenses are born from the false ego, the false identification of the soul with the body and mind, and the concepts of I and mine based on this fatal illusion. So sambandha needs to carry into, it doesn't need to be parked in the intellectual capacity of the human being. It's not just a gyan. It needs to spill over it and form the practice, the abhidhaya. Otherwise it is not wholesome spirituality which you have. There's a lot of knowers in spiritual movements, but little practitioners. So if the sambandha does not inform your abhidhaya, your practice, it is of some value certainly, but not of, it cannot unfold the immense strength which is in this seed, the seed of transcendental sambandha knowledge, no? So it needs to carry into the abhidhaya, so that what you believe and what you heard can be seen in the prayojana when you reach the highest good. So on this initiation day, in the chanting of the holy name, I very much request all the four of you, we, Bhujan Prabhu and myself, you know, we are friends, very friends, with different natures, but friends, nevertheless. I request therefore also the others, please, my dear devotees, overhaul your sambandha, your knowledge, who you are, who is Krishna, and bring that once and for all, or as often as possible, into your practice of chanting, and you will see miracles unfold. You will actually will feel that the prayojana, the goal, is possible for you. It comes all of a sudden into the reach of the soul. But if Sambandha is only parked on the parking place of knowledge, Sambandha Gyan, and never moves into that you practice what you know, that you practice being mindful of Krishna, then you can take many, many births in vain. Because the offenses will cling on to you. Good. This is a little serious, was a little serious point. And now I would like to just highlight this wonderful atmosphere. Let us breathe in relief, all of us. Also the ones who are getting initiated. You made it in this life to the sacred site of Giriraj. In English there is a word, I hope it's not a slang word, I do not know English so good. Do you know what is launch pad is? Launch pad is, rockets are starting from a launch pad and fly to the moon, or that's the question, if it was flying to the moon, but they fly somewhere. So Giriraj is also, in a way, a very good starting point for a very, very realistic Back to Godhead project. Because there is a statement in the scriptures which... Gonita, I have appeared a second time. Wow, this is not to be overseen. Are these Gonitas different from those Gonitas? in mood, maybe. No? No need to...
Rasa and Tattva.
Rasa and Tattva is here. Yes. So... there is a statement which says that four people reach the goal of their life. Those who are born in Vrindavan, those who die in Vrindavan, those who are cremated in Vrindavan, like Bhakti Swarup Damodar Goswami, he left the body in Calcutta, but his body was cremated here. And those who are initiated in Vrindavan, Hare Krishna. You are most fortunate. Please never misuse this blessing. Okay, let's all look at how the deities are brought, so that our attention is not divided. This reminds us of Briha Bhagavatamrita, no? Gop Kumar had saw a lord who came out of a box. You remember that Shila, which was worshipped by a brahmana in Govardhana, in Vrindavan. Gop Kumar had seen how this brahmana at the bank of the Yamuna brought this lord out of the box. So this is happening here also, only that Gonita, this was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, came out of the box, or it was Nityananda?
Nityananda, this side is Nityananda.
Yes, here, correct. Now, Lord Chaitanya, ecstatically looking upwards, comes out of the box. Now we look at something to drink with Tulasi. And fragrant flowers will be offered. the fragrance of this flower spreads up to here. I don't know. Actually, we should not enjoy it a lot. When Gop Kumar saw how the Brahmana had done that, he felt very exalted. But when he saw how the Brahmana afterwards was putting his Lord back in the box, he thought, how can you do this? And felt very depressed. But I know that in this case, in Burijapur's case, that Deity Sabe ever he is. So, yes. And Gop Kumar met, that was his first encounter, as far as the narration of Sanatana goes, with divinity. And then he met his exalted spiritual master Jayanta a few times in Vrindavan and received the sacred mantra. And then from there on, we are introduced to the most exciting spiritual journey which has been, as far as we know, recounted in Shastra, and a journey which eventually takes Gop Kumar back to where he belongs, at the site of Madan Gopal in the eternal Vrindavan. We similarly wish that all of you, taking the first point about applying Sambandha in your Abhideya into account, we pray that all of you will make a similar journey, maybe not with all the stations, but with what is going on internally in Gop Kumar, that is his yearning or longing for his beloved Lord is increasing incrementally more and more and more, and cannot be distracted even by what he sees on the journey, also not on the divine, by the divine realizations he has. His attachment grows and grows and grows unlimitedly. I similarly pray very much that you will not distract yourself and fall in so much unnecessary pain and so many unnecessary detours in your life and so many tormenting mistakes in your life. I pray that you can keep the goal in front of your eyes and always know that the sacred mantra, the Hare Krishna mantra, is the will certainly bring you to this goal by doing two things to you. The chanting will purify you so much so that one day you will understand, I'm an eternal soul. Wow, this was true. Sambandha is true. I'm an eternal soul and I belong to Krishna. Oh, I must restore this broken relationship. I genuinely pray that you do not waste time and come as fast as possible in on this road, which will bring you closer and closer to this realization. Because we have a process, the chanting of the holy name, we need to know when it works and when it doesn't work. It works when you try to avoid the offenses as good as you can. You may not be perfect in this, but you have to be mindful and try again and again and again, and don't do them intentionally. The 10 offenses are well known to all of you, and I will not repeat them here. If you are not sure what they are, you can find them in multiple publications in our movement in terms of Gyan. You will have to apply it, no? To avoid them. What else is to be said? My dear devotees, those who are getting initiated and those who have been initiated, never lose the goal out of your sight. Never become depressed, never become hopeless that this cannot be reached, that this is just some enthusiastic preaching. It is not. It really works. There really is Radha Krishna Giriraj. They are really there. It's not just a religious dogma. And this truth becomes revealed to you by the process they themselves have revealed in this age of Kali as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the chanting of the holy name. Become a scientist in the chanting. Find out how it can work to you, for you. Read the publications about it. Don't forget the most important publication about the science of chanting, the Bhagavatam. Focus on the Bhagavatam, because the Bhagavatam from beginning to end glorifies the holy name. Ishvara Puri said there is the essence of the Bhagavatam is expressed in the verse that when someone is fixed, he will chant the names of the Lord which is most dear to him, and as a result of this the ecstatic symptoms will come, which are so typical for someone who becomes close to Krishna. So Bhagavatam, your guideline for your spiritual life, the essence of the Bhagavatam is very clear. Nam Tattva. Read other books which may express the more practical aspects, how to do it, how to apply it, and find how this works out for you. It's very serious, because you have an enemy inside. It's your mind, who thinks, I know all of this, I've done this, I'm already 10 years in the movement, no problem. You don't know anything until you have realized it. It remains only Gyan, it's not Vigyan, and we are interested in realized knowledge more than in theoretical knowledge. So, good. What remains to be said? All the best for you. Hare Krishna. Everyone, all the four of you, you shine. You shine with excitement, and some of you are tired and nervous, no problem. But you shine. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Pastaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tanamani. Namaste, Shri Devi, Gauravani Prasarane, Vasevishya Sunyavadi Praskati Devatarane. Om Vajanata Minandasya, Tanajana Salakaya, Chakshu Samilatan, Jaina Tasmai, Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam, Stapitam Jaina Bhutale, Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapandantika Manjakaupa Turuvyascha Kipa Sindhu Vai Vacha Patita Nam Pabhine Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namorama. Maharaj, you spoke so nicely. I found it very inspiring and very complete what you said, describing our relationship with Krishna, Sambandha. And then especially what struck me is the need to put what we read and what we understand into practice. And until we do that, we really haven't gained much. We've gained something, but not very much. And also how you stress the holy names and the chanting of the holy names, because this is mostly a Harinam initiation. And and how we should chant with with avoiding the offenses, and that happens when we apply the knowledge and keep the goal in mind. Keep the goal in mind of what we are doing. Initiation means to start something, to begin something. So to keep the goal that Krishna is actually there and we have a relationship with him and we are meant to live in that relationship. We are actually already living in that relationship with Krishna, but now we are Krishna unconscious and we want to become Krishna conscious. And Krishna conscious really means to become a lover of Krishna. And this is really the purpose of life. And Maharaj gave a very strong admonition that we shouldn't become distracted. We shouldn't become distracted from this point that the purpose of our life is to learn to love Krishna. Some people perhaps are more fortunate than others and their journey is very, very, very straight. And that comes from purva sanskaras, previous devotional service, that someone is so serious that they refuse to become distracted by anything. One example of this in the Bhagavatam is Bharat Maharaj, who became distracted just by a little bit of affection towards a deer, inappropriate affection. And the result of that was that he took another birth as a deer. But that deer was no ordinary deer, because what we gain in Krishna consciousness is never lost. But yet, one of the lessons of this pastime is not to become distracted, because that distraction can entangle us for so many births in material existence and so much suffering. So after Bharat Maharaj became a deer, when he was leaving this world, he was calling out in lamentation. He was calling out in lamentation for the Lord. And he took his next birth as Jada Bharat. Jada means dull. But he was anything as Jad Bharat. He was anything from being dull. He was so focused on Krishna. And he wouldn't let anything stand in the way of his relationship with Krishna and developing that relationship. He refused to let anything get in the way of his relationship with Krishna. So much so that he appeared to the world as Jada, or dull-minded, foolish, mentally challenged, retarded. He appeared that way externally, but internally he was cultivating deeply always his relationship with Krishna. A question comes up that's answered by our acharyas, and the question that comes up is, if he at the end of his life was remembering Krishna and calling out to Krishna even as a body in the body of a deer, why was it that he didn't just go back to Godhead? Why wasn't he with Krishna? And the answer that our acharyas give is that he was with Krishna, because Krishna's promise, yomam smarati nityasa, that if you remember him, if you remember him at the time of death, then you will be with Krishna in your next life. You'll go back home, back to Godhead. So, practically speaking, to be as detached and renounced as Jada Bharat was, is impossible for a person who is not attached to Krishna and not with Krishna. So this is the art of true renunciation and detachment from the material world, is to always be with Krishna. And that really can be done only if one develops affection for Krishna.
So here we are in the land of affection for Krishna. Here we are in Vrindavan, where the dust is alive with affection for Krishna. And the dust of Vrindavan is so extraordinary. One devotee was telling me that he saw with his own eyes someone become cured of paralysis just by taking the dust of Vrindavan and rubbing it upon his body and drinking Radhakunjal, Radhakun water. It is so powerful. The trees of Vrindavan, they are extraordinary. Giriraj is so extraordinary. Thousands and thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of devotees walk around Giriraj. And when you see them, despite the austerity of walking without shoes for 22 kilometers, they're so happy and joyous, and they feel the presence of Giriraj. If challenged by someone of a, quote, different religion about deity worship, Prabhupada's reply often was, do you think all these people are fools, these millions of people who are experiencing, tasting, personally experiencing a relationship with C.C. Radha and Krishna, with Krishna Balaram, with Gaur-Nitai, with Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Devi, do you think they are so fools that they're just imagining it? Do you think that Raghunath Das Goswami could exist on just one cup of buttermilk every day or every 2 days, just by his imagination? Do you think that he could give up being such a wealthy person to live as a mendicant just based on imagination? If you think that it can be done on imagination, then you try it and see if you can do it. Because the soul is pleasure seeking, and if we don't deeply gain pleasure from our relationship with Krishna, we will be forced by that very nature of the soul to seek pleasure in the land of matter, where pleasure truly does not exist. So at this time, and our dear Satchinandana Maharaj, because Maharaj always says, my dear devotees, and I say, my dear Satchinandana Maharaj, he has given so many blessings to the four initiates and to everyone, practically speaking. He has sincerely well wished everyone, so to speak, just wished them, prayed for them, desired for them to take their initiation seriously and take it seriously and let it guide your journey back to Krishna, back home, back to who we actually are, back to who we actually are, being alive in our relationship with Krishna. So he has prayed so wonderfully in front of this wonderful wish-fulfilling tree for everyone, and not only for the four initiates, for everyone, because he was speaking to everyone how he was speaking with such intensity. Please apply the knowledge of Sambandha that you have a relationship with Krishna and apply it to your chanting. There was so much sincere desire for everyone's benefit in there, and he was speaking to each and every one of us. So please take those words sincerely spoken by Maharaj very seriously, and try to live your life in an undivided way. Those who are most fortunate go straight. Those who are a little less fortunate, they have their desires, but they fulfill their desires in such a way that it moves them properly towards Krishna. And those who are a little less fortunate, maybe they go like this, and a little less fortunate go like this. But always remain fortunate and keep Krishna as the goal of life. prema paramarto mahat, not only Krishna but love for Krishna as the goal of life. So somehow don't divide your life into this part is for me and this part is for my family and this part is for Krishna. Don't do that. Somehow put all the pieces of your life together so that they work harmoniously. Somehow or another, put all the relationships you have, your work, your service, your health, your everything, your emotional needs, your intellectual needs, your whatever needs you have, whatever desires you have, somehow or another, put Krishna as the goal of fulfilling all those desires with. Somehow or another, use your intelligence, pray for mercy, ask the other devotees, but learn how to live an undivided Krishna conscious life and sincerely try your best in that. Now, and there are also two devotees who are sitting right behind, or four, who are sitting for the sacrifice and having gotten second initiation quite a long time ago, and they somehow or another didn't get around to sitting in a sacrifice till now. Perhaps they were just simply waiting for the dust of Vrindavan. What to do with such people whose names are Vrindavaneeswari and Damodar? So what can you do when they have names like that? So I would like to just comment a little bit on the Gayatri Mantra.
I have to be there at 10 o'clock.
Oh yes, and I'll comment so quickly that you won't even notice that it commented, and then we'll begin. And the comment is that don't forget that it is a meditation, and they're very important meditations, very important meditations, and don't just become mechanical as we chant our mantras, as we tend to become mechanical about everything we do every day. They are very deep meditations.
The end.
Hare Krishna. The end means the beginning.
Now the names are given. Right. One thing I want to really also mention and highlight, our Mukunda Datta Prabhu has come all the way in his old age from Vrindavan to do this yagya. And I want to really thank you very much, Prabhu, because I know you are very dear to Radha Syam Sundar, and with your presence, your chanting, your blessings, and the way you do everything, it will be very much accepted by Radha and Krishna. I have no doubt in this, so thank you very, very much, and don't become old so quickly. We need you a few more years. Hare Krishna. Another thing is, I need to say before this part, both of us and all of us, there are other teachers here also, conduct these retreats with having the welfare of those participants in mind, and because today we do many things, the class in the forest and will start at 10 o'clock, so please give me your permission that after the Naam giving I can go. Is it ritually possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
Or do I have to do something? Or is there someone to sit there in my...
You can give the name and then you may go. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. So, Hare Krishna, I first would request I have to be very careful to not say the initiated name. Let me just, I almost said it. I have to... one moment, what was the old name? Gopinath Priya, that's how I always called you. Please come here and offer your obeisances. We miss, by the way, a picture of Srila Prabhupada, or am I just so blind that I don't see it? Someone could please come and correct that, because it is something from that altar. We can just quickly go. We are creative. Is someone going?
Someone has gone.
That's very important, actually, to invoke Prabhupada, not just in the belief system, but in the practice.
Yes, sir.
There, here it is. Good. Please install the photo properly. Wonderful. Oh, what a wonderful photo you've chosen today. Thank you. It is important for me to state, and I know I'm only echoing what Bhuvijan Prabhu has told so many times in our private discussions, that we are performing the sacred initiation as servants of His Divine Grace, our exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. So, I will request you now, Gopinath Priya, to give your sacred initiation vows and your commitment to the process, how many rounds you chant, and then I will give you, as a very, very humble servant of Prabhupada, your spiritual name. Maybe you can just logistically a little bit more there. Yes.
I vow to follow, to never eat meat, to not take any intoxication, to not gamble, and to not have any illicit sex.
How many rounds do you want
to chant? A minimum of 16 rounds daily.
Mm-hmm. So, your beef here. After praying and praying and praying and thinking, this is the name which came, Priya Kishori. We love it, Ramadani. Priya Kishori. That's me. By the way, you have to give me a good introduction. It's
yes,
not because I'm greedy for money, but it's the tradition.
Yes,
do you have it here?
I have it.
You need to give it now. No, you laugh. It is not to be seen in a monetary exchange. It is. Then it is complete. Only then.
It just sounded funny.
So, Bhakta Josh, please come forward. What are the rules and regulations?
I vow to refrain from meat eating. I won't partake in intoxication, illicit sex, or gambling.
Thank you. How many rounds do you chant every day?
I vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds.
Thank you. Your name is Ujjwala. He's one very, there are eight very close suckers of Krishna, and he's one of them, Ujjwala Das. He's very brilliant, he's a, as far as I remember, a golden complexion. He's very dear to Krishna. Ujjwala Das, right?
I don't have any Guru Dakshini. I didn't know.
You can, how much eyes can bake? Really something, yes. Oh yeah, now done, yes. You were saved by Gilda. Brahmas, resupplication is so important. It is, an apple would be enough. Something of reciprocation, seals of the loving bond. It is very important. Good. So, all the best and Hare Krishna. Really, all my genetic codex wants to keep me here, but it's my duty to go.
You stay here in heart and eye. But also be there in heart. Because, and we have to be a little quick because otherwise the other devotees...
No, no! You talk. Hare Krishna, please excuse me.
And both come up together, please. Samantha, you can come too.
No intoxication, no gambling. Chani.
Mass nahi khana, avaidh samban nahi karna, jua nahi khelna, aur jua nahi khelna, mass nahi khana, so apna sa nahi karna.
So this is priti, kalpati priti. And how many rounds a day do you chant?
16 minimum.
Stunning rounds. And you've already promised that regardless of the children and everything, that you'll also chant 16 rounds.
But you have already promised that Sola Mala Karoge.
Yes, so you'll chant. How many rounds?
Sola Mala Karoge.
Okay. So, ladies first. And because these beads are around. You would get another set.
Yes.
Higher quality in one sense, probably. Then, whoops, I've done
that.
So we'll give you this now.
So now,
come here. So, your name is Prem Bhakti Sangrika. Such a beautiful name. That's such a beautiful book written by Narottama Das Thakur. So you please also read that book. Even if you're busy, you can read that book. It's simple and it's so powerful. It's been said that after all the books were stolen, when Srinivasacharya, Narottama and Swamananda were going on their way to Bengal, it has been said that Narottama wanted to capture all the Vaishnava books into one book, and he wrote Prem Bhakti Chandrika Devidasi Hare Krishna. We pray that both of you will lead an ideal but very, very simple Krishna conscious life that will bring you to the supreme goal. So, Kalpit Prabhu, in front of this Kalpavriksha tree, we will, and you already said your vows. So we'll give you a name of Kalyana Kalpataru. A wish-fulfilling desire tree. So please, all the devotees wish that Kalpit realizes the perfect perfection of his life, and he serves with a full heart and serves the Vaishnavas in a very humble, peaceful mood. Please all pray that. And in front of this Kalpataru, this Kalyana Kalpataru, will certainly, by all your mercy and the mercy of, you'll be able to fulfill that desire. And also, it's a wonderful songbook by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So in addition to your studying the Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and these very important books, you please study the songbooks of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, from Saranagati, Gita Mala, Gitavali, and Kalyana Kalpataru. You can study them together as a family and be happy in Krishna consciousness and serve the devotees. Hare Krishna. Serve the devotees.